Hello there. Thank you for joining with me again today. We're on day two of walking with Jesus, and I want to spend some time looking at this word mystery. And my text for the day is Ephesians 1, verses 8 and 9, where Paul wrote, "In all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ." Mystery must be honoured and respected. In an interview with Lucy Shaw from Image Journal, Eugene Peterson said, "Mystery means living in a trusting presence to what we cannot control or explain." In his book, Practice Resurrection, which is an expositional conversation from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, Peterson wrote that mystery refers to something more like the inside story of the way God does things that bring us into the story. This is a kind of knowledge that cannot be gained by gathering of information or picking up clues. It has nothing to do with satisfying curiosity. It is a far cry from the inquisitive, clamoring questions that one answers. He also said somewhere else that mystery is not the absence of meaning, but the presence of more meaning than we can comprehend. Professor Alistair McGrath is the Professor of Science and Religion at the Oxford University. He wrote concerning the mysteries of God that the fundamental problem here is the inability of human language to do justice to the transcendent. Human language finds itself pressed to the limit when trying to depict and describe the divine. Another theologian, Dr. Robert Culver, was the professor of theology at Wheaton College and Trinity Evangelical Divinity School. His theological mind was massive, and he wrote these words, "We carry rational understanding as far as our powers of thought and limitations take us, but ultimately we must stop in the presence of inscrutable mystery." He cited the words of Augustine, who lived around about 350 AD, one of our greatest theologians. He said this, "If you can get your mind around it, it cannot be God." God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit was there before the beginning of all things. And that is precisely where the story of Christ starts, not with a conception in Mary's womb or a humble birth in a stable, but from a place and relationship beyond our view and beyond our thinking capacity. What we know and recognize as the Trinity, the three in one, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the Trinity precedes all of creation. And here, there is an important aspect that we need to consider. Behind the functionality of the Trinity is the deep relationship within the Trinity. Richard Rohr, a Franciscan priest, wrote, "If we take the depiction of God in the Trinity seriously, we have to say, in the beginning was the relationship." The word relationship is of deep significance here, because a loving relationship is at the very heart of God. this order of things, loving relationships must filter down into the leadership of any church, any family, and can I say any business ventures. If meaning relationships are not at the heart of what we do and how we do it, then our functioning is barren. It can even become quite toxic. So here's our thought. At the heart of the Godhead is a loving relationship, and that needs to be modelled among us. So our prayer is, Lord, deliver me from purely functioning. Teach me the way of love. Amen. Again, thank you for listening. I hope you have a great day today. Tomorrow we're going to look at conversations and choices. But until then, you take care out there.